Blog Talk Radio.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and to all our brothers and sisters here in America, happy 4th of July to you. You are listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and I am the woman of God of this assembly. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some awesome members of my Spirit of Life family in the persons of Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. We have in the house with us this morning our very beloved evangelist, Michelle Scott, hallelujah, as she recovers. We have Mother Mitchell in the house with us this morning, and on behalf of all of us, we just want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. And at this time, I am going to ask Prophetess Kathleen Holloway to come forward and open us in a word of prayer. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We just give you all the glory and the honor this morning. We wish you would come in, Holy Ghost, and just bless us. Bless the speaker of the hour. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us today. And Father God, as we celebrate the 4th of July, we celebrate you, Father God,
yes,
for the most in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would cover the people with the blood of Jesus, those that are going to reunions and picnics and different events, Father God, that you would protect us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you for this program, for reaching out across the waters and the earth, and Father God, reaching souls for deliverance, that there will be deliverances today, and that you will be communicating with us today, Holy Ghost. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for it. And we give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you. If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story, how I was lost and couldn't find my way. But then I met Jesus, and something started to change. I ain't proud of the past, I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
Travis and John for stopping by the service this evening. We'll be serving plate dinners in the back. Come and get you some red Kool-Aid, because you know you've been changed. Hallelujah. Come on. See, since it feels real good right now, and I want to talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me.
Let's go.
I used to fall asleep in Sunday school, sang in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah, puppy love, and I say I forget your name, cause at the time memories, they fade away. But still today I can never let it go, that Sunday morning when I met the Holy Ghost. Oh, my mama, church boy, now never be the same. He was paid it all and told me I could keep the change. Pull up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has got a hold of me this morning, and I just want to praise his holy and righteous name. Glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading with our very own Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So I'm going to ask that you retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and write on, and please receive this reading for fuel for your soul. Amen. Mother Mitchell, won't you come?
Amen. Good morning, everyone. The meditational reading comes from Destined Terrain by Pastor Joseph Prince, and the lesson for today is entitled, The Blood of Jesus Protects. We'll be looking at Exodus 12, verse 13, and it reads in part, And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you. When I strike the land of Egypt. Now, you know where we're at. The Israelites are captive in Egypt. For 400 years, the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt. Life for them was one of hard labor, pain, loss, and even death. When Joseph, their deliverer, came, what soon follows were one plague after another on the Egyptians. But none of the plagues caused Pharaoh to release the Israelites until they put the blood of a lamb on their doorposts. What my plagues could not do, the blood did. The Israelites were finally set free because of the blood. Are you under any kind of bondage? Are your loved ones held captive by the destroyer who is bent on destroying them? Plead the blood of the Lamb of God over all that is yours and your family. When nothing else seems to work, the blood always works. Now, Pastor Prince relates a story here for us to get a lesson from. When I was a teenager, he said, doing a stint as a relief teacher in a primary school, one of the girls in my class was absent from school one day. I didn't think too much about her absence, he said, until I returned home that afternoon. As I was praying, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to pray for her protection and to cover her with the precious blood of Jesus. Now, it was revealed later on that she had been abducted by a notorious serial killer who had murdered a number of young children. My pupil recounted how she had been tied up and offered to the deities the killer had in his flat. Miraculously, he released her when the evil spirits found her to be an unsuitable offering. Why was this pupil released unharmed? I believe she was presented to the deities on the same afternoon that I pleaded the blood of Jesus over her. Of course, the evil spirits did not want her because the Most High God would not allow them to have her. God was protecting her. She was set free because of the blood of Jesus. You see, when you plead the blood of Jesus, the destroyer cannot come near. When he sees the blood, he must respect the blood. He cannot touch what is covered by the blood. The blood of Jesus truly protects and sets you free. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day, when you plead the blood of Jesus, destroyer cannot come near. Amen.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am here with the anointed servant leaders of the Spirit Alive family in the persons of Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah. We have Minister Tina Brown in the house, and of course, we have Evangelist Kathy Horton in the house. Glory to God. We just want to praise God for all of you that are listening this morning, and it is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time where we just come standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters around the world. This is a time when we just come, not thinking just of ourselves, but putting our fam, our unsaved loved ones, our co-workers, our associates, we just lift them all up to the Lord right now and pray that he will have his way. So right now, I want you to clear your minds and bow your hearts as Apostle Zeta Flowers takes us to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. Let us go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us all bow to our Lord. Hallelujah, Father God, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving, thanking you for waking us up this morning, thanking you for life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because it was you that gave us life. And so we praise you for it this morning. We thank you that we are yet in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that because of that, we know that that you have a purpose for each and every one of us. So, Father God, we just come to you asking, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, that you would move in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we know that you are a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. We know that we can depend and we can trust in you no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what's going on around us in our own environments, no matter what's going on, hallelujah, in our households and even in us, God. We just lift ourselves up to you this morning, asking, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way in our lives. And we pray, Lord, for those that don't yet know you. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, that people will be drawn by your spirit, Lord, hallelujah, that don't know you, so that they can have that eternal life, Lord, that has already been promised us. And we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would move in households. Hallelujah. That you would move in family situations, that you would move in relationships in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you would bind your people in love in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you would touch those that are shut in today, those, hallelujah, that seem to have no hope. We ask that you would move in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you would heal. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you would deliver. In Jesus' name, that you would set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, those that are in bondage, hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, not knowing what to do or where to go, we ask, Lord, that you would free them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you would go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, hallelujah, the jail cells, hallelujah, the prison cells, hallelujah, the juvenile halls. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your people may be set free. Hallelujah, set free to live for you, to serve you, to accept you in the name of Jesus. Oh, do it, God, in Jesus' name. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you would move, hallelujah, in these political situations, God. We know that you, hallelujah, have the power over everyone and over everything. So we ask, Lord, that you would step in those situations, that you would straighten out these things in Jesus' name, that you would raise up, that you would raise up mighty men and women, hallelujah, that serve you, hallelujah, in these arenas, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that you would move into the other countries, hallelujah, that are having so many difficulties now and problems, and COVID is rampant in some of these areas, hallelujah, throughout the world. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We come against it in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over these situations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move in these areas, in Indonesia, in India, hallelujah, in all other parts of the world, Lord, where things are happening in the name of Jesus, where people are dying, hallelujah. People are being stricken, hallelujah, with COVID, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would touch, hallelujah, in these areas, Lord, that not only will you heal, hallelujah, and save, but that there will be a mighty mission field, hallelujah, that will open in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you. We just praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of Life Ministries. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to move in the name of Jesus, that you would continue, hallelujah, to use this ministry, Lord, hallelujah, to save, to reach, hallelujah, to teach, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and to minister, hallelujah, to those, Lord, hallelujah, that need you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We lift up the leader of this ministry, Bishop Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, continue to bless her mother, Mother Shirley Mitchell, hallelujah, and all of those that are a part of this ministry, hallelujah, that reach out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for the listeners this morning, hallelujah, those that are listening in, that they might hear word, hallelujah, to bless them, hallelujah, word to quicken their spirit, God, hallelujah, a word that might touch them in a way, hallelujah, that it never has before. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, and we thank you. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that we will continue to make a difference in this world. Hallelujah. Continue to use us, Lord. Hallelujah. As your vessels continue to pour into us, Lord, that we may be able to pour out even the more and reach even farther. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. We thank you. Hallelujah. That by faith, hallelujah, we can put our trust in you and know that you're working everything out, hallelujah, for our good, hallelujah, and the good of the land, hallelujah. Oh, God, cause your people, hallelujah, hallelujah, to pray, hallelujah, to seek your face in Jesus' name, and we praise you for it. Amen and amen.
The song set free is free indeed.
Woo!
Lord, I want to thank you for saving me, giving me new life and an opportunity to have peace and joy every day I live. You did it all. Set me free.
I've been set free.
Thank God.
Thank God I'm free. I've
Thank the Lord.
Free.
You set me
Thank
free.
God I'm free. I've
Thank
been
the
set
Lord.
Free.
You've been there for
Thank
me.
God I'm free.
Oh
I've
yeah.
Been set free.
Been set
Thank
free.
God I'm free.
Listen. Jesus, you gave your life. You hung down on the cross. You took away all my sins so that my soul wouldn't be lost. And now and forever, I'll always have a testimony that once I was bound, but now.
Things in life sometimes we don't understand. Seem like the devil just have us bound on every hand, but the God that set Paul and Silas free can do the same for you and me. And after it happens, you'll be able to stand there and tell the devil this right here: no more chains,
no more chains,
yeah,
holding me.
Said I've been set free,
no more chains,
yes I have. I've been set free.
No more chains.
Good God, I'm
holding
my help. I'm able to walk around.
No more chains.
Yes, I am.
Holding me.
Free as a bird.
No more chains.
Up in the sky.
Holding me.
Good God, I'm out of hell.
No more chains.
And I thank God.
Holding me.
For the opportunity.
No more chains.
That I have right
holding
now.
Me.
I can tell everybody. What God done for me. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on the side.
till your change come.
I'm free.
And when your change come,
I'm free.
You'll be able to talk like me.
I'm free.
You tell the world that I'm free.
I'm free.
Free. Yes, I am.
I'm free.
I'm free. God made me
I'm
that
free.
Way. He set me free. When he died.
Oh, hallelujah, and to God be the glory. I am free, y'all. I'm free. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And I'm so blessed to be here this morning and to be able to bring a word for all of my brothers and sisters here in America on this 4th of July. I'd like to say good morning to all my brothers and sisters around the world also. But with today being the 4th of July here in America, we're going to be, you hear a lot of talk about freedom. But what is real freedom? Well, with the help of God's word and the power of his Holy Ghost, I came to tell everybody that no matter where you live, what part of the world you come from, what your culture is, that when you have a right standing relationship with God, you have a life of freedom, liberty, and delight because you are in God's will. So to help me back this up, please turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 9, and we'll be looking at verses 18 through 23. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 18 through 23. Now, for all of our family that is listening via your computers, you can simply go to BibleGateway.com, type in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 18 through 23. And it will promptly bring it up for you. Hallelujah. Now, the word of God reads as follows. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I become as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law, to them that are without law, as without law, being not without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak become I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save more. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace, asking you to decrease me, remove me, and step into this body of clay. Because, Lord God, I only want your people to hear your voice, God. I want your people, Father God, to be edified as you are glorified. And, Lord, if some man, woman, boy, or girl doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, it is my fervent prayer that I lift you up in a way that they will come running to you to be their Lord and Savior. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray all things. Amen, and to God be the glory. Now, with the understanding that it is the 4th of July here in America, I will not be before you long, hallelujah, because we understand you have picnics to get to, barbecues to attend, honey. So we're not going to keep you all day. So now let's get down to God's business. We're talking about freedom. Now, The Revolutionary War was a hard-fought battle, and many lives were lost in order to ensure the freedom of our country. You see, there is always a price to pay for freedom. And the moment we take our freedom for granted, we run the risk of losing. Now, in the dictionary, freedom is defined as the power or right to act, speak, or think without hindrance or restraint. Now, that completely wraps up everything that Christ Jesus has done for us. And there is only one thing for us left to do. And that is live out Galatians 5:1, where it says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Now, in the land of the free, we often confuse the true nature of freedom. For many of us, freedom has become synonyms with personal independence, the ability to make our own decisions and to choose our own path in life, to do whatever we want, whenever we want. It's what I call those outside freedoms. But you see, this is not the freedom that Jesus promised us. When Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah, he said that he had come to earth to proclaim freedom. And on another occasion, he said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. That is found in John 8:36. Now, Jesus wasn't setting us free to do whatever we want. He was setting us free to do what we ought to do. He was liberating us to walk in a relationship with God and to be the kind of people that he created us to be. Now, this spiritual freedom is what I call inside freedom. You see, it's having the ability to obey God and to choose his will for our lives. You see, freedom in Christ from our sinful nature and the God of this world is the inheritance of every blood-washed believer. Christ has set us free through his victory over sin and death on the cross. But if you have lost the measure of your freedom because you have failed to stand firm in your faith, or you have disobeyed God, let me explain something to you. It is your responsibility to do what is ever necessary for you to maintain a right relationship with God. You see, your eternal destiny is not necessarily at stake because you are secure in Jesus, but your daily victory in him will be tenuous at best if we fail to assume our responsibility to maintain our freedom in Christ. Hallelujah. You see, real freedom can only come to us freely. Look what Paul writes. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge and so not make use of my rights in preaching it. Now, let me explain why this was so important for Paul to say this. In his day, there were a lot of what we would call religious entrepreneurs, let's put it like that, who were out to preach any message to get some money. Now, Paul was very happy to distance himself from these people by never taking an offering so no one would think he might abuse his authority in the gospel.
Yes, sir.
That's where I get that from.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Free of charge comes from the word in the Greek that means no expense, which also means without devouring. Seems to be a play of words, but these people who were saying to the Corinthians that they would offer them great things, they offered them a freedom that was in actuality devouring them. Paul could well have been using a double meaning to help the church see that these people that were talking so much prosperity, that was talking so much good stuff, were really just a part of the enemy's plan. But see, Paul offered them the gospel and the freedom that came from the message of the gospel without charge. This is the only way that the gospel can ever be offered freely. Although the gospel has cost the Son of God his very life, it can be offered to us freely because it was so costly to him. That is the only way that real freedom can come, through the free gift of eternal life through our faith in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:22 says, but now that you have been set free from sin and become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. You know how we do that? Through his gospel. That's how we do it. We do it through his holy word. Have you received God's gift that offers freedom to you right now? Have you got into the word? Oh, and furthermore, do you believe what the word says? Are you standing trusting the promises of God? Another thing Paul let us understand about real freedom is real freedom causes us to serve the lost. Amen. Look what he says. This is a paradox here. He said, free from all men, yet the servant of all men. Ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Because he was free, Paul was able to serve others and to set aside his own rights for their sake. Now, to immature people, Paul's lifestyle probably looked inconsistent. To selfish people, self-centered people, Paul's lifestyle looked inconsistent, but in reality, he was very consistent. For his overriding purpose was to win people to Jesus Christ. Now, let me explain something to you, though. Consistency can become a very legalistic thing, and a man can become so bound by man-made rules and standards that he has no freedom whatsoever to minister. He was like, it would be like being like young David trying to battle in Saul's armor. That ain't gonna work. Okay? You know, we can't get caught up, so caught up as servant leaders about what the people tithing and what the people giving and what the people doing and what the people saying, that we don't even minister. We can't get caught up in what's legally, what's politically correct. Our God is God Almighty, not a politician. So we can't get bound up. We as Christians can't get bound up to all this stuff. You know, Paul had the right to eat whatever he pleased, but he gave up that right so he could win the Jews. Now, Paul revered the law. Yes, he did. But he set that aside so that he might reach the lost Gentiles. You can see that in Romans 7:12. He even identified himself with the legalistic weak Christians so that he might help them to grow. Now, let me explain something to you. In no way was this a compromise. But what it was Paul's total abandonment to the higher law of love. You see, Paul followed the example of our Savior, and he humbled himself to become a servant of all. You see, it takes a lot of humility and a lot of tact to have contact. You know, when people that I witness to, they tell me about their experiences of baptism as a child, you know, hey, we have common ground already, because I can express my appreciation for my church and for my parents and for all those people that have poured into me throughout my life. But then what I do tell them is this: I'm so thankful that I had all of that. Because, see, that set the foundation for the day that I personally met Jesus and was born again. You see, we have to be as good as our witness. We have to have a witness that builds bridges and not walls. Yeah. You see, now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that we, he has freely given to us by God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. So our witness should build bridges to Christ, not walls to him. Because see, that's what comes from having a deep understanding, knowledge, reverence for the word of God. Hallelujah. Real freedom will create in us a law, but it's not the laws of this world, but it creates in us the law of Christ. You see, Paul wasn't under the law. He believed and taught and practiced that the law was crucified with Christ on the cross. That's what he said in Colossians 2 and 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Yet he was under a greater law than a law written on paper.
Yeah.
You see, he was subject to the law of Christ. He was not bound to tradition, but he was bound, hallelujah, to transformation. Paul lived that transformed lifestyle. We can live that transformed lifestyle. Because it says, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. See, when we hear that word, and we get that word down in our spirit, and we live that word, and we pray according to that word, hallelujah, we're going to be blessed in what we do. Our obedience brings about blessings. It brings about a freedom, hallelujah. It brings about, oh, hallelujah, a feeling of joy and contentment. You see, being obedient to God should be a joy, not a chore. So in short, we experience true freedom in our Lord by knowing him, by walking in his ways, and engaging with the changes he makes in and through our lives as we focus on our service to him and to others. And understand me, this freedom transcends the human freedoms and desires of this world, because, see, this freedom provides a peace, hallelujah. This freedom provides a joy. And you see, this freedom will last through all of eternity. Let me tell you something today, saints of God. Let me tell you something, my brothers, my sisters. Let me tell you something, lost child, that God wants to come back home. When you let God get a hold to you, ha! When you let God touch every area of your life with freedom,
glory,
you have no choice but to be free.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I can't even think, like the song says, where I'd be if God hadn't set me free. I don't even want to think about where I would be if the Lord hadn't set me free. But I tell you one thing, now that he has set me free, oh, before I be a slave, like the old Negro spiritual said, you might as well go and kill me. I'll be buried in my grave, and I can go on to Jesus and be free. See, I have a relationship with the Most High God through my faith in Jesus, and he has set me free to be blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I ain't got to worry about what nobody else is doing. I ain't got to be tied up, bundled up with envy and jealousy, because, see, I'm free to be blessed. Hallelujah. I'm free to rejoice. I'm free to praise him. Hallelujah. Because I'm walking in his will and I'm walking in his way to the best of my ability. Am I perfect? Oh, heck to the no. Oh, no. But I praise God that I'm being perfected. I'm not what I used to be. Jesus got a hold of me. And I fell in love with him. And he set me free. I'll never go back to slavery. I'll never let the enemy once again entangle me in my mess. Oh, hallelujah. Because when I think about the love of God through my faith in Jesus, even when I feel out of control, I can still walk on, hallelujah, because I know my God is in control. See, I'm not free to do whatever I want to do. I'm free to do whatever he wants me to do.
Amen. Amen.
See, and I know that. So today, saints of God, I'm telling you, if you want to live an abundant life right now, start walking in freedom. Start talking about freedom. Not just on the 4th of July. Talk about freedom every day, because our freedom is not founded on man. It was created and given to us by our God who is in heaven. And right now, I pray that you got something from that message. And right now, I'm going to ask one who is very dear to my heart to come on in and invite you to the freedom train, to invite you into a relationship with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the persons of my dear sister, hallelujah, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come on in, and you and the Lord make it do what it do.
God bless you. God bless the message, and God bless the messenger. Glory to God. Did you hear what she said? Satan has you bound if you're not walking with the Lord. I'm just going to tell you like it is. I'm not going to pull any punches. But you can be set free today. You can be free to obey God without any questions, without any hindrance.
Yeah.
He said something beautiful there on 1 Corinthians. See what she was saying. Receive not the spirit of the world, of God. Today,
yeah.
If you receive God, you receive his spirit. He's the only one that can give it to you. Why not have it? Why not? The way you've been working it, is nothing is working for you. The way you've been going at it, you have a better way. He has provided
yeah.
a better way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to set us free. Glory to God. I'm not going to preach all over. I just want to share with you this one thing. If you receive Jesus today, you are truly a child of God, and you have access to whatever
yeah.
God has. Even the word says, even his spirit, you are free to obey him. But right now, if God's not in your life, you can't do it. It's hard. So I'm going to ask you right now, believe God for his blessing. Believe God for his ways. Believe God for everything. Because you know what? He has a plan just for you and for your life, and it's better than the one that you have or you thought you was good, but it's way far better. And go into deeper revelations of God. Now, right now, repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and all my unrighteousness. I receive you as my Lord and Savior this day. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, the shedding of his blood, that I may be your child. Thank you for loving me, because he did it because he loved you. If you can just say, it's not much, it's not hard. See, that wasn't hard to say. If you believe that and you said it from your heart, welcome to the family. Now, those
yeah.
of you that have backslidden, I'm not going to play with you either. You know
yeah,
the way.
Come on.
Just like the prodigal son, he left home. But when he thought about it, he said, I can do better at home. Even if I'm a servant of God. And what happened? His father rejoiced and had a party because he came home. Same thing in heaven.
Yeah.
Come on home. Come on
yeah.
home. Now, I'm going to ask you a quick question. Name three things worth going to hell for.
Nothing.
Can you name two? Can you name one?
Nope.
Get on back home. Get on
come
back
on.
Home. You know who God is. You know what he's done for you. Come on back home and be a light. And of those who need him. See, you can be a perfect instrument of God, whereas to bring those that went back like you, bring them all back. Bring them all back home. God bless you. Again, God bless the I have so much to say, but God bless the messenger, and God bless the messenger. Be blessed, saints. Happy Fourth.
Hallelujah. Oh, you're going to be back for round two, sis. Don't even worry about it. We got a little time this morning, praise God, and we are going to just use it to glorify the Lord. I am going to ask the Holloways, prophetess and apostle, to come on in the room and just bless us with a nugget about how living in Christ has made you free indeed. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. We enjoy the word of God today because it's not about the 4th of July and man's freedom, because man will keep you bound, but it's freedom in Christ. And I just thank the Lord for coming into my life when I was 25 years old. I was going through a whole lot of nothing, a whole lot of mess, but I thank God for freedom in Christ today. I just thank God for that word. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
We give God praise,
amen,
glory, and honor for the word today. It's about freedom. Freedom in the Lord. Doing what God would have you to do. Not you want to do, but what God would have you to do. And that is the freedom. We thank God for the word today. And we bless the Lord for freedom. I got saved in 1980. In the church all my life, but not free. But when I gave my heart to the Lord, I became free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. God bless you all. Amen.
And amen. Now, what a word. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell.
Praise God for that awesome word, Bishop. It was so, so appropriate for today when we're talking about the 4th of July and our freedom. But you know, the 4th of July holds no freedom for us. The only freedom that we have is through the blood and the crucifixion of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen and glory to God. Thank you, Bishop.
Ooh, that's good right there. That was perfect right there. I don't care who you are. That sounded good. I love that. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. Mother, that was good. I was, she said, for those of you that, you know, worry about your freedom, you better know it's not in the 4th of July. It's in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now we're going to ask, I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta to come on in the room, because I know she got something to say about freedom. I know she has something to say about freedom. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A wonderful message we heard on this morning, and I thank God for the messenger that brought forth his holy word. And talking about freedom, I thank God that I am free indeed. When we become free through Jesus Christ, we are free indeed, the Bible says. And so I thank God for my freedom today. I thank him for the freedom to serve God, hallelujah, without any restrictions or not holding back in any way. I thank God for the freedom, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what makes me really pray for the persecuted church today and those and the people that are so persecuted because they are living for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We have not experienced some of the things that are happening with others, so we must pray for them so that they too can be totally set free. Hallelujah. And free indeed. Praise God. I thank God for the freedom because I can go and come as he sends me, and I can speak his holy word. I can do the things of God, praise God, and as I said before, without any restriction, praise God. When we're not free, we're bound, hallelujah.
That's right.
So it took Jesus, hallelujah, to come down, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love came down, hallelujah, to save us. And so, therefore, we are free, and we need to walk even the more in his freedom, praise God, because it's nothing like being free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not shut in, bound. We're not behind any sales or anything like that. Nobody can stop us, hallelujah, from living for Jesus or witnessing, hallelujah, telling the good news, hallelujah, we are free, hallelujah, to share what God has done for us and how he has made a difference in our lives, hallelujah. And that's freedom, praise God,
yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I praise
God
for the message today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers. And if you are in the East Bay area, California, Oakland, California, East Bay, San Francisco, anywhere up around there, look, get on your internet. Look up Apostle Zeta Flowers, Pastor Zeta Flowers. Find you a way. Look, hit her up on Facebook. Because she is a woman of God, and she is going to be holding services, and she has been holding services. Hallelujah. She has been obedient to the Lord the whole time. Hallelujah. She does. She pulls double duty.
Amen.
She's here at Spirit Alive, and she's on her own, has her own worship services right there in her backyard. So if you're looking for a place to worship, you want to hear a mighty word from the Lord, go out there in Oakland, California, and hang out with a person that I know loves the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask my sister, because, see, she don't understand. When I give you an assignment, it's an assignment. Now I'm going to ask my sister to come back in the room and bless us with her nugget. And that will be followed. That will give us time for me to at least speak to my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle, right after my sister gets through. So, Evangelist Kathy, I'm back in the room. And if someone could please be getting ready to help my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle, so she might have a word if she would like, I would appreciate that as well. Come on in the room, sis.
God bless you.
Thank you, sister.
Freedom.
Thank you, Lord.
I was literally on the road of death. Satan had blinded me so badly. I failed to get the job done the first time, so I tried it two more times. I was on the road, literally on the road of death. But my thank God he made himself real to me. Thank God
thank you,
I got
Jesus.
To know who he was.
Thank God
he set me from the clutches
Jesus.
Of death.
Praise him up
thank
in here.
God he set me from the clutches of Satan, because I literally was on death row.
My
but
Lord.
God, thank you. Thank you. I thank God for the freedom. He set me free because Satan had me under control.
Come
you
on now.
You have to be crazy to try something over and over again, and you know it's going to kill you, but you try it because you failed the first time or the second
Come
time.
Come on.
That was God has set me free for the foolishness that Satan had blinded me with. That's what God has done for us, all of us, I believe.
Yes,
we were
have.
On the road of destruction. We was on the road of death, but we've been set free by the blood of Jesus. The love of God has set us free. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he's worthy to be praised.
God yes, he is. Hallelujah.
We have fireworks for the 4th of July. I pray.
I have fireworks for
glory
Jesus.
To God. Because he's worthy.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. Thank you for his word. I thank God for his word. And I thank God for his Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To walk the right path. Like the words say, he set us free. He set us free. The Spirit of God, that we might know the things of God that is freely given to us.
That's
God. In other words, he wants to give it to you. When people give you something free, they want to give it to you. They want to give it to you. There's most things you have to pay for. But when somebody freely gives it, they want you to have it. There's no expectation. Just get it and go. Well, just receive his freedom and go. And go with his word and be led by his spirit. Because I tell you what, if you do that, you can't lose. You cannot lose, okay? Because God has made us more than, he said he'll make you more than a conqueror. What is more than a conqueror? Somebody who just received it, just put it at your feet. You ain't got to fight it. More than a conqueror don't fight. They just pray and receive. Glory to God. I thank God for freedom, and I thank God for the service. I thank God for this program. God bless you. Bishop, love you all. May you all
I
be
love
blessed.
You. God bless you, sis.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, I'm going to go to my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, our sister, but whom we love, and we've been continuing to pray for. her and her family. We want to say congratulations to her beautiful daughter on her 18th birthday and her graduation. We love you. Auntie loves you, Annecy, so much, and we're so proud of what God is doing through you. Just keep on the right path because he's got great things in store for you. My dear sister, are you with us this morning? Okay. Evangelist Michelle, would you like to have a word, dear? All right. I just want to make sure that we just at least acknowledge, we just want to acknowledge that you're here and that we love you and that we're continuing to pray for you. Hallelujah. We thank God to you. In the name of Jesus. So if there be nothing else, I will have Mother Mitchell read us our benediction, and you can be off to your barbecues. Hallelujah.
Now, my Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. Are you with us, Evangelist Michelle? Hallelujah. Because I'll shut it down and give my sister time. I don't have a problem with that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just, hallelujah, touch the technology, whatever the problem is, Lord. I just pray, hallelujah, that you just fall fresh once again into this Holy Spirit-filled service. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. Now, we just praise God for all of you that listen today. We want to thank God for our freedom today. And remember that Christ gives us freedom every day. We pray that you will continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network tomorrow. Please join me for a very special Taking It to the Streets, where my topic will be When Clergy Fail to Protect. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this. Amen. So it is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And from our house to your house, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. God bless you. And remember, he truly loves you, and so do we. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Beautiful service, everybody. Thank you. God bless you all. Have an awesome 4th of July.
God bless you.
You too.
Amen.